prayer, your prayer life. So I was going to teach on it Wednesday, but God said, go ahead and move it up because it's urgent. But praise the Lord. So I saw there, and I saw many people have their foot trying to get the door open. And this was our attempt to pray in tongues or stay in the spirit. And he says, you need to talk about them before the revelation and the concept is lost. Now, we always say if you miss Wednesday night, you miss half your life. So you're not missing Wednesday night. We're going to recover it Wednesday night and go more in a little bit more depth. But I'm going to introduce it to you today. Amen. So the title is Psalms, Hymns, and Spiritual Songs. Psalms, Hymns, and Spiritual Songs. And you know, Brother Greg said that we need to be led to give in all aspects, which is great. He did nailed it. Thank you, Greg. All aspects of our life, our time, our talent, our treasure, testimony, our gifts, our serving, all that is should be spirit-led. But that leads us to a higher thing. God wants us to live a spirit-filled life. A spirit-filled life. And your prayer life should be spirit-led, a spirit-filled. We know Scripture tells us that we are to pray and not faint. That's Luke 18, 1. Just write the reference down because I'm going to be giving you Scriptures, and I'm not going to go to all of them, but I'm going to give you some. Jesus said men ought to always pray and not faint. That means he doesn't want us just to be praying on schedule. He doesn't want us just to be praying systematically. He wants us to be praying continuously. A continual flow of prayer. A continual life in the spirit. Because here's what he said. He said many of us are not realizing and receiving the life that Christ came to give us. In and through him, we're not receiving the life that he came to give us in. We're living beneath where he came to give us. Because we're not connected to him. We're not flowing with him. We're told that in Ephesians chapter 2, you can write that down too, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4, 5, and 6, that God raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places. So we're not supposed to sit down and then get up. We're not supposed to sit down and get up. We're supposed to stay in that seat. And everything flows from our position of victory in that place by his grace. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Somebody say, hallelujah. So we'll get into Magnificent Jesus next week. Praise God. So just keep everything tied down, guys. We'll just change the dates. God can do this. Amen. Everybody say Psalms, Hymns, and Spiritual Songs. All right, so let's go to Ephesians 5. Ephesians 5. We're going to start at verse 15. And we're going to go through verse 21. Ephesians 5, verse 15 through 21. Say it with me again. Psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. So this is prayer connected. And he said to me, many people, and he's talking to me about this church, many people aren't practicing this, so they're not going into a higher flow. And there's things that they need to know, but they're not in the flow. Now, this is coming from my spirit here. So I hope y'all getting this. You've been trying to figure out what to do and what you need to know to get through. Hallelujah. All right, he says, see then that you walk circumspectly. That means accurately, purposefully. Not as fools, but wise. So those are two opposites. So you're supposed to live accuracy, purposefully, with a great intentionality, not as fools, but as wise. Now, foolish can be synonymous with flesh and feelings. If you're living your life just in response to your flesh, the needs of your flesh, the cravings of your flesh, the appetites of your flesh, or the feelings, your emotions only, then that's considered foolish. We're supposed to live wise. Jesus lived wise. He connects us to his wisdom. He said, redeeming the time because the days are evil. In other words, if you don't respond and flow in God's wisdom through Christ, which is available to us because he's made unto us wisdom. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 tells us he's made unto us wisdom. Two verses in 1 Corinthians 26 and I believe in 31 or 29, he says he's been made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. So Jesus Christ is our wisdom. That means the wisdom he has, he wants us to connect to. Somebody say, praise the Lord. And so he said, redeeming the time for those days of evil. So in other words, if we operate in the flesh and feelings and only respond to the natural things of life, the natural circumstance of life, we're going to always operate in time mismanagement. Time mismanagement. He said we're called to a higher flow of time management or time redeeming. Redeeming the time, my brothers and sisters, is when you give your time to God. Now, Greg said this, so I'm blaming Greg. Good job, brother. He said, we got to give our time to God. Then he will help us to redeem it. Because time is the most valuable commodity we all have. When you're busy and stressed, you're not flowing in God's best. When you're busy and stressed, you're not flowing in God's best. When you're burdened and worried and fretting within, you forfeited your faith and let sin enter in. Y'all get that? Somehow he's just flowing with me through psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. So you need to just keep in that flow. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He said, therefore, he sums it up. Now let's go back and reclassify, explain number 6, verse 16. Redeem the time because the days are evil. We're in more evil days now than we were 10 years or 20 years before. Evil is anything or anyone that takes you away from your God-intended purpose or plan. Praise the Lord. Now, guys, you can cut the title slide off now if you want to shut it down. That's up to you. You guys can do it. Your call. Amen. Praise God. Redeeming the time, for the days are evil. So when you give your time every day, when you give your week to the Lord, he will help you to redeem it. And it will not be evil to you. Evil is anything or anyone that takes you away from your God-intended purpose or plan. God didn't intend for any of us to operate apart from his plan, apart from his power, apart from his presence, apart from his peace. Let me tell you, say it again. God never intended for any of us to operate apart from his power, apart from his presence, apart from his peace, apart from his provision. Those become what we call evil days, when you can't sleep, you can't rest, you can't receive God's best. That's evil when you're pressured and worried and sin. And you refuse to let the peace of God enter in. Y'all praying for me? Look at what he said here again. Therefore, do not be unwise. That's unwise. That's not just the way it is. That's not just the struggle is real. That's not the statement of Scripture. But he said, understand what the Lord wants or what the will of the Lord is. Every single one of us can flow in that perfect will of God. So he's inviting us to do that. He's inviting us to step up, step out, and step in to a higher grace and open doors in the Spirit and enter in. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Now, make sure you guys record this because we can. Hallelujah. Because sometimes I don't know what I'm going to say next. Okay. And do not be drunk with wine. Here's our keynote verses here. But wherein is excess or dissipation. But be filled with the Spirit. Everybody say, be filled with the Spirit. Speaking to one another in what? Psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Singing and making melody in your heart to who? The Lord. Giving thanks always for all things to God, the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Submitting to one another in the fear of God. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Somebody say, hallelujah. Say it again. Psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Now, this is not about musicality. Because when we were praising and worship, God told me, look around. And then I'm seeing still what I saw in pre-service prayer, the toe, trying to get in the door. And, you know, Pastor Center's leading us in songs, worship together. Corporate worship is where we enter in because we've been practicing entering in private. Public corporate worship should not always, we're still unskillful or we're still struggling with carnality when the worship leader has to try to pull us in through into the presence of God. She's supposed to lead us in, not pull us in. Somebody say, praise the Lord. And sometimes it's the unskillfulness of practicing the presence of God in private. And so it's not about psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. It's not about musicality. It's about spirituality and life in the Spirit. You can write this scripture down. I'm going to read it. Ezekiel 6:47-5. You can read the whole chapter, but I'm going to read out of King James Bible. It says, afterward, he measured 1,000, and it was a river that I could not pass over. For the waters were risen, waters to swim in. Everybody say, swim in. A river that could not be passed over. So when I looked around, God brought this scripture to my heart. He said, look, he said, people still in ankle deep water. When I've got the rivers and waters high enough for you to swim in. But we're around there in the kiddie section. Got our toes in the water and barely our ankles. That's another picture I saw. That we're not swimming. We're just wading in the water and putting our feet in the water. The swimming flow is something we want. The swimming flow. Psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs are a spiritual flow. When we are carnal and natural, we cut off and shut off the spiritual flow. We want to think about what I hurt. We want to think about what happened last week. We want to think about how I got hit by this problem all of a sudden. Those are tactics of the enemy to keep us natural and carnal. And I'll remind you of what Smith Wigglesworth said. He said what? He said that the only way to keep from shrinking back into the natural mind or the natural man from which we can receive nothing from God is to be filled again and again with the Holy Spirit. He said that's not a divine suggestion. That is the divine command. Because he said, don't be drunk or under the influence of natural things like alcohol. Don't be intoxicated with the world. Don't be drunk on your problems. Don't be under the influence like alcohol puts people under the influence of alcoholism. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Somebody say hallelujah. And people start sipping, and they become sipping saints, and then all of a sudden they're dealing with drunkenness. And that's forbidden in the Bible. Praise the Lord. He said, don't be drunk, but be filled with the Spirit. In other words, that word filled means controlled, responsive to, filled with. They're all synonymous. That means you need to be controlled by the Spirit. And as Brother Greg said during the offering teaching, thank you, Brother Greg, again, I'm using your statements here. You give your time, your talent, as the Spirit leads you. That's the same thing as the Spirit prompts you or controls you. Somebody say, praise the Lord. All right, write these down. These are definitions. You don't want to forget these. I'm going to write down the definitions that Dad Hagen gave to psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, because he taught about this in some of his prayer teachings. Psalms. A spiritual psalm or an ode, O-D-E. A spiritual psalm or an ode. It can be spoken or sung. It may or may not rhyme. Everybody say psalm. Psalms. Everybody say psalms. So everybody should be flowing in that. A psalm is a spiritual psalm or an ode. It can be spoken or sung. It may or may not rhyme. Secondly, hymns. Everybody say hymns. Come on, church. Say it with me again. Hymns. Hymns. A song or phrase addressed to God. We're not talking about an old hymnal. Because this is what he said. You know, we're singing songs. I know the songs that Pastor Cynthia was leading us in singing, and they're good songs. But he said there's a river full of songs that have not been sung. That's for what? This season, this generation, this hour. Heaven's not stopped publishing music. He wants you to get into the flow where you start expressing the music of heaven in your personal life, but then you come in corporate, and now it's combined and connected together. Man, we get into a flow where the praise and worship, heaven and angels are coming down, and people seeing angels, and the glory of God starts manifesting. Hymns, again, a song or praise addressed to God. That means you're not singing about the Lord. You're not singing what the Lord has done. You're not even singing that selfish stuff about, Lord, help me, come get me, kumbaya. You're singing songs to the Lord. Now, if you're a singer in the shower, that's good, and that's okay. If you're a singer at home, that's good, okay. But how many know you should sing songs to the Lord? We always say songs fall into three primary categories, but they're not limited to that. But there's usually songs of declaration. These are faith-filled songs. I'm not talking about feeling flesh songs, faith-filled songs. Songs of declaration. Songs of proclamation. Then there's songs of adoration. Songs of what? Declaration. You're declaring. There's a faith-filled song. Songs of proclamation. You're proclaiming something. And songs of adoration. Sing song to the Lord. When is the last recorded song that you have made to the Lord? Spiritual songs. Everybody say spiritual songs. These are a burden of things, a message revealed to us by the Holy Spirit. Now, these are, I'm borrowing these definitions from what Dad Hagen revealed to us. And we need to practice it. So when we come together Wednesday, I want to hear good reports. I'm stepping into this. I'm flowing into this now. I'm stepping up into this. A burden of things, a message revealed to us by the Spirit. These come out of a place in the Spirit. And so, like I was saying, when I saw the foot trying to get the door open, he said, unskillful in being in the Spirit, getting into the Spirit. We'll never get to a higher worship flow and a more powerful, higher power flow in the service if we're not practicing the presence of God personally and getting the door open from the natural to the spiritual and getting in the Spirit. Hey, buddy. Praise the Lord. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say glory to God. So you want to get in the Spirit. Everybody say get in the Spirit. We don't want anybody to be unfamiliar with that. Because this is a word church and a what? Spirit church. Word and Spirit. Everybody say word and Spirit. Now, he said, this is Brother Hagen, we are going to go and grow in. We are going and growing into a place of spirituality that we haven't been before. And that was the urgency to get this out today. We need to go and grow to a place of spirituality that we haven't been before. It's uncomfortable to your flesh a little bit, but the first sign of faith is that you're uncomfortable. Everybody needs to become uncomfortable. Remember, be filled with the Spirit means he's controlling, not you controlling. He's controlling. He's teaching you how to swim. That's why the scripture says walk in the Spirit, live in the Spirit. What is prayer? Our prayer and these elements of Psalms here is us to flow in a life in the Spirit. Now, let me touch on a golden calf a little bit. Don't listen to music void of the anointing. I heard several men of God say it. I can repeat their names, but at least four of them have said it, and they've instructed musicians. Now, back in the day, they're all in heaven now, but except one. One's still here. They used to tell choirs and musicians, you're singing songs embalmed with unbelief. What were they doing? They were killing the flow of the Spirit in the service. Now, they would rebuke the choir. They would rebuke the choir leader or choir director. They would rebuke the praise and worship leader. You got to watch listening to every kind of music that calls itself Christian or gospel. Every gospel song, every Christian song does not lead you into the anointing. And if you have a musical gift, a singing or a musical talent, instrument or vocal, it will ruin your spiritual ear to discerning the anointing. And this is where people get into what we call style preferences and music genres that they like, their flesh likes. It's not about your feelings and your flesh. It's about your faith and the flow into the Spirit. That's why you got to be cautious and very discerning when you cut on a radio station that plays Christian music or contemporary Christian music, because all the songs aren't building your faith up and getting you into the flow of the anointing. Oh, my goodness. Y'all didn't park on me? Come on now. Don't touch my music, Pastor. I like my music. I like my style of music. No, get into the flow of the anointing. Amen. I'll say it again. Don't listen to music void of the anointing, or you'll ruin your spiritual ear to discern the anointing. So sometimes when your spirit is in charge, then your ear is in charge. Even though the song, you may not be familiar with it, you're not leaning on your ear. You're leaning in on your inner ear and your heart, your spirit. And your spirit will pick up on it. Man, that's anointing. And then you get in the flow. Even though you don't know the words, you get in the flow. Somebody say, praise the Lord. But if you get like the world and says, well, that's my jam, that's my song. Why? Because your flesh? Because it tickles your ear? You'll lose your discernment concerning the anointing. What do we need in the church? What do you need in your personal life? Spirit-anointed music. Spirit-anointed music. Somebody say, praise the Lord. And people that have been practicing the presence of God at home, operating in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, so that when they get into the church service, they're not dry, parched wood. Or a wet blanket. All right, keep going. Can you take it a little bit more? All right, these are purposes. This is why I'm just quoting Brother Hagin. I was studying and research, got this. I'm going to give you three purposes of why you need to be flowing in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Purpose number one, write it down. It's a means of spiritual edification. A means of spiritual edification. Now, if you were here last week, we talked about strength. And God ministered strength. But he says, because, you know, I always talk to the Lord after service or between services. And he says, people are not staying edified. Now, we all leak. But psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, praying in the spirit, keeps us, our spirit man, edified. It's a means of spiritual edification. In other words, a flow of mastery and skillfulness in the spirit and things pertaining to and of the Holy Spirit. Number two, the second purpose, a means of keeping us separated from the world. Ah, this is a big one. A means of keeping us separated from the world. We're in touch with the world every day, just about, through television, social media, work, driving around in our neighborhoods or stores and stuff like that. You're always in contact. Amen. Somebody said, praise God. And if you don't stay separated from the world, and perhaps even, you know, as you're listening to music and you flip over to R&B or a song that you like, it's going to hinder your ear to flow in the anointing, and then that's going to hinder God using you. You know, in the Old Testament, we just read through David, you know, and Samuel, and Saul died today. And so what happened? He was appointed and anointed, and it was only prophet, priest, and king. But think about it, in the New Testament, if you become unanointed, so to speak, or disqualified for the anointing, God can't use you. He can't use you in prayer. He can't use you to proclaim his message. He can't use you to witness to people, because that's what the Holy Spirit came into you and came upon you for that purpose. Amen. Say, everybody say, I'm anointed. But you got to watch it when you hear the old 50, 60, 70 songs, 80 songs, and your body starts moving to it. And you say, well, that was a good old song. I remember I used to jam to that. You got to be cautious of yielding your flesh to that stuff. Well, praise the Lord, because it will hinder. Why? Why will it hinder? God can use you. Why? Because you will lose your focus and tap into into the anointing and develop an appetite for whatever appeals and appeases your flesh and feelings. And the Lord told me this is why people go through situational mood swings at the house. Because they've been yielding to the weaknesses of their flesh. And the Holy Spirit, I mean the devil, excuse me, not the Holy Spirit, the devil always introduces you things of the world to try to pull you. It's a small gravitational pull, but he's pulling you, always pulling you down from the spirit, from spirituality to carnality. TV, music, media. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So you spend yourself to anything instead of consecrating the gift of God, which we all should be doing. Jesus is coming back soon. We got to get ready. He's not coming back for a worldly church. He's coming back for a worshiping church. He said, God is a spirit in John 4. Then they that worship him must worship him what? In spirit and in truth. Number three. We're hurrying. It's a means of being conscious of his indwelling presence, which is bound to affect the way we live. And here's what the Lord said to me. He said, if you, let me say it again. So everybody get number three purpose. It's a means of being conscious of his indwelling presence, which is bound to affect the way we live. The world and the culture and cultural pulls all around us try to sway us into staying and struggling through life in the natural and carnal things. This is a direct quote from Kenneth E. Hagin. I'm going to give a couple of direct quotes. Tongues get you partway through the door, but psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs get you all the way through the door and opens other doors. So he said, some of you are trying to open a door. And like we were praying past couple of Sunday mornings, past Cynthia and I, we were opening the door. But he said the higher flow is the psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, which gets you all the way through the door. And then you can see what our God has in store for us in the spirit behind other doors. This is another direct quote. Psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs are an unexplored area that the Spirit of God is waiting for us to respond to so he can take us into more. I'll say it again. Psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs are an unexplored area that the Spirit of God is waiting for us to respond to so he can take us into more. Somebody say hallelujah. Psalms, this Kenneth Hagin again, will lead you into further revelation. Further revelation. Further knowing requires higher flowing. Further knowing requires higher flowing. Now, when Francis and Lou were praying, God kept saying to my spirit, power. But there's a power shortage sometimes when we come together because it has been said many a times by many different ministers, I can call them up by name, in the rejoicing, power flows. But so we don't practice rejoicing. Praise God. Everybody say, in the rejoicing. Power flows. So there's this one couple, they were kept rejoicing and assigning that power. And the medical people that was tending to their son's car accident, he had an accident that was total, and the car was crushed up like a tin can, like a soda can. And he was in that car. And they were kept away from that car for an hour and a half while they were trying to cut the car open. And they kept saying and rejoicing, the power of God's in that car. The power of God's in that car. The power of God's in that car. The power of God's in. And they kept trying to console the parents saying, your child He's probably messed up. He's probably damaged. He might be dead if he was injured very bad. They kept saying, no, the power of God's in that car. The power of God's in that car. They kept rejoicing that the power of God, in your the rejoicing, the power flows. They cut that car open almost 2 hours later after the very tragic car accident, traumatic car accident. Police and fire paramedics all over the place. They cut it open, and they got him out, and he walked out with minor scratches. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Now, Pastor Cynthia has a testimony that a lady gave us during our trip about she had gotten into a car accident, and her brains came out. She flew out of the windshield, hit the pavement, cracked her head open, and her brains fell out on the ground, became mush. For how many days? 7 days. They came and picked up her brains that were still mush, but the mother was in Mexico saying, I believe in resurrection power. I'm standing on resurrection. They tell her, no, she's going to be a vegetable. She's going to do it. No. She said, no. See, I believe in resurrection power. In the rejoicing, the power flows. And they put her brains back in her, and they worked. Even though they tested and said, you have nothing but scrambled eggs up here. Because of the sun, the exposure, the heat, all of that, and the outside air, they put her brains back in. But now she's 90, 88 years old, talking coherently, not taking any medicine. The power of God's still working. Somebody say, praise God. So he wants us to be skillful in the power of God, in the flow of that power. Somebody say, hallelujah. Here's another Kenneth Hagin quote. If we not only speak in tongues, but go on and enter into psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, we move into the spirit of seeing and knowing, and then the power gifts. We would move into the spirit of seeing and knowing, and then the power gifts. The utterance gifts precede the power gifts. So you got to learn how to talk before God assigns and aligns the power to you. Speaking supernaturally, speaking prophetically, speaking in the spirit. Another Kenneth Hagin quote, we need to maintain this practice and way of life. There's an arena that we won't reach without flowing in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Everybody say psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Colossians 3:16. I'm going to read it. I'm going to read several scriptures real quick. Write them down. Colossians 3:16, King James Version, I'm reading out of. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. In all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. So when we fellowship, even out here in the morning, we're not talking just naturally. We're talking spiritually. A lot of the talk I overhear or hear about is just people talking naturally, people talking about carnal things, natural things. Nothing wrong with that if it's just a little bit. But if we just major in carnal talk and natural talk, we're never tapping into spiritual. We teach one another through what? Psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Colossians 3:16, 1 Corinthians 14, 26, verse 31 and verse 33. 1 Corinthians 14, 26, 31, and 33. How is it then, brethren, whenever you come together, each of you has a psalm? So we're supposed to have one, and a teaching, and a tongue, supposed to have one, and a revelation, and an interpretation. Let all things be done in for edifying, for you can all prophesy one by one. Again, this is one of the purposes we have different people pray and lead prayer is why. So you can start practicing coming up here with something, with a psalm, with a hymn, with a spiritual song that you already tapped into that you want God wants you to teach and flow in for us. Amen. And he said, you can all prophesy one by one. In other words, everybody's not a prophet, but everybody being used in the simple gift of prophecy, which is forth-telling. Like I was doing this morning after they were praying, Francis and Brother Lou, and I began to speak out of my spirit, tapped, hook my tongue up to my spirit, and let the Holy Spirit lead me into psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Somebody say, praise the Lord. If you hear in prayer, you heard that. Praise God. So it says we can all prophesy one by one, and all may learn and all may be encouraged. That's what we need. We need people learning and being encouraged in church. For God is not the author of what? Confusion, but peace, as in all the other churches. So we don't come just to sit in silence and just look at our Bible and quietly meditate. We ought to be engaging in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs so that we can teach one another. We always got something to, for someone else to help them, to encourage them. But it's not our natural mind. It's our spiritual mind. Praise God. Psalms 32:7-8. Psalms 32:7-8. Amplified Classic. You are a hiding place for me. You, Lord, preserve me from trouble. You surround me with what? Songs and shouts of deliverance. Psalms 32:7-8. Amplified Classic. Still, I pause and calmly think of that. The Lord will instruct, this is what he will do, and teach you in the way that you should go, and will counsel you with my eye upon you. In other words, the shouting and the songs precede the instruction, the teaching, the counsel. We all should be getting counsel from the counselor, the Holy Spirit, instruction from the Holy Spirit. Somebody say, praise the Lord. James 5:13, New King James. Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. We're supposed to pray. You're supposed to do your own praying. Is anyone, if you're going through a trial or a test or tribulation, do your own praying. Amen. Don't just want everybody else to pray, but do your own praying. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing psalms. Sing what? Psalms. James says it. Psalms 95:1-2. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us shout joyfully unto the rock of our salvation. Psalms 95:1-2. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to him with psalms. With psalms. Psalms 105:1-2. Psalms 105:1-2. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him. Sing psalms to him. Talk ye of his wondrous works. Come on, y'all. Stand to your feet. Hallelujah. Everybody get the scriptures down? Thank you, Jesus. Psalms, hymns, spiritual songs.